Hi, dictation for Miranda Roth, MIRANDAROSS, date of service is 1/4/2022, date of birth is 4/11/95, date of accident is 1/20/2019. Miss Miranda Roth is a victim of an automobile accident. She was injured on 1/20/2019 in a rear-ending accident when she was a driver, restrained, leading to headaches and head injury with TBI symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, nausea, vomiting, nightmares, and fearful of the events to begin with, along with the pain in the neck and lower back with radiation to right arm and the right leg as numbness, tingling, as well as pain in both shoulders and the left knee. The patient has followed up done all the conservative treatment. She has done almost 2 years of physical therapy. She has done 6 epidural injections to the lumbar region, as well as 5 sets of sacroiliac joint injections. She doesn't want any cervical epidural injection. She is scared as she has heard negative news about it. She has received some injection to the trigger point injections, some knee injection and shoulder injection. Overall, she reports that her pain level still remains between 5 to 7, and the neck pain is around 10, but she's not going to do the cervical epidural injections or even surgical consultation at this time. She reports of dropping things out of the left arm, and her left leg is also quite weak, with radiation to the right front, to the front of the thigh, and pain in the right ankle and knee also is present. However, since the time of accident, patient does report 80% healing with all the therapy, medications, and shots, and all other treatments. Currently, she is using laser treatment to help her pain relief. ADLs that are affected are general activity and work that are affected 8, and walking abilities affected 6. In the system review, the patient has been reporting that she has minimal headaches, and no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, and no loss of balance or loss of equilibrium or lack of focus. Only issues that she's suffering from is difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, lack of concentration, anxiety, panic, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the neck, both shoulders, and lower back, especially the left shoulder is the worst, and lower back, along with pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the mid-back, upper back, and lower back. Patient also has a pain in the left knee, left ankle, and foot, and some difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, this patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and in fact, the pain have slightly improved. The patient further reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, and or any other trauma. The current pain medication is Percocet. And substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana to further relieve the pains. And the patient is fully compliant to the pain medicine regimen. And the patient is following through all the necessary treatment protocols. She's also being seen at a neurologist, neurodiagnostic place for traumatic brain injury, and she has been advised to continue therapy as well as continue the psychotherapy for head trauma, and for her depression and panic she has been referred to a psychiatrist. She has been advised about the cervical epidural injections, and also surgical options have been discussed to provide additional relief. The patient was further advised to have a traction of the neck in addition, so that and further back exercises, McKenzie exercises, the shoulder exercises. The patient has never done a MRI for the left shoulder, and hence it could not be done. Also, physical examination-wise, please mention that her blood pressure is 135, over 92 pulse is 107, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the physical examination is to the tune of previous visit, which is 112-7-2021, dictation number 1207-024, with the following differences. The general review will remain the same. And except that the patient is able to walk more normally and walking is not painful. In the muscular skeleton examination, the inspection is completely normal. Palpation reveals no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, and pelvic iliac crest height is equal. Spine tenderness, no spine tenderness is present, and sacroiliac joints are not tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not present, and no trigger points are noticed, and there is no hypertonicity. In the range of motion of the cervical spine, the flexion is 60, the extension is 75, and side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80, lumbar spine forward flexion 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35, hyperextension is not painful at any range. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain reveals the following: the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling test is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test is negative, and Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. The straight leg raising test is negative, and Brigard maneuver is negative, Tech-Camp test is negative, Babinski test negative, Valsalva maneuver is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, no tenderness is noticed, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative, Faber test is negative, and Gonsalan tests are negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination reveals that the patient has a spasm of the left trapezius muscle, including the upper fiber and cervical fibers, with few trigger points. Notice the left shoulder patient can raise up to 160 degrees without pain, beyond which some pain is noticed. And knee examination is completely normal, and gait is completely normal at this time. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is already discussed above. Please use that plan of care. The patient was provided the medications, which are Percocet, The patient was provided with the medications, and they are as follows. Hydroxyzine 25 milligram every 8 hours, Buspar 10 milligram at night, and Solof 50 milligram at night. Provided with Furoscid 1-2 every 6 hour PRN 75 tablets, and Ambien 5 milligram daily. Patient is provided with Percocet 10 over 325 every 12 hour for 30 days. 60 tablets are provided for pain relief after reviewing the MAPS, past laboratories, and current laboratories. The patient is also referred for physical therapy twice a week, with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. The patient will remain disabled. She cannot find any job of a light. She was suggested a laboratory job or a receptionist job, but she has not been able to find any job right now. If she finds a light duty job, she more than happy to put her back. Hospital replacement and transportation help has also been checked. Case is about to be ending and is heading towards conclusion. Patient should continue her psychotherapy with the Triton behavioral. She should continue seeing the neurologist as she has been referred before. And other than that, no other treatments are added. If patient changes her mind to get the surgical epidural injection, I'll be more than happy. And regarding the trigger points, I advised her to use the proper pillow and proper posture to go to sleep, and a good massage and therapy should continue. If not relieved, then more than happy to provide injections. She may return back for injection. Her lower back is still more painful than the neck. It appears that her sacroiliac joint injections can again be repeated to bring her some additional help. Thank you.